This is the Inside Track with the Lee County Speedway Car Show today at the Hy-Vee in Keokuk. Got a chance here to talk for a few minutes with Wild Thing driver Mike Horning Jr. from Keokuk. Mike, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Pretty nice day out here today.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful.
Couldn't have ordered much better weather than this.
Nope, I'm just ready to go.
That's right. I think everybody is. It's too good a weather to be sitting still, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
Kind of give us a rundown, Mike, how last season went, what all you did last year, where all you raced, and what you got planned for this season.
Well, I talked to the guys at the shop, and we wanted to concentrate on trying to win Memphis on a championship. And we was real close. I mean, I think we was like 12 points out of first place behind Devin. And I got to know Devin, and about three races before the end of the points, I asked him, I said, it's just going to be me and you this year, and if there's any way that I'd lose his championship, I'd rather lose it to you. Devin's a heck of a guy. He really is. And then we started going bouncing from track to track, and we raced Donaldson a couple times, finished 10th in the points there, and but I was really wanting that championship in Memphis.
12 points isn't much. When you look back through the season, I know they didn't have a whole lot of nights at Memphis, maybe six or seven just off the top of my head, but you can almost maybe look at one night that might have really cost you being there.
Yeah, it was that rain of, you know, the track promoter didn't reschedule it, and that's what I needed to win that championship. I mean, all the cars are there. I think I needed to beat Devin for the championship, and I think there had to be like 12 or 14 cars there. And I talked to every four-cylinder driver I knew, and they was all going down there, so it just didn't pan out the way I wanted it to.
What do you got planned this season?
Winning championship in Quincy.
In Quincy, we're going to pretty much focus there, or going to race some other places?
Well, Lee County Speedway is a really, really good track to race, but as far as everything else goes, I think I'm just going to stick to Quincy. All my family's in Canton and lives in Quincy, and it's really a long haul for them to come all the way to Donaldson.
How's the Quincy track, just in your mind, how's it compare in difficulty to a Memphis or a Donaldson? Is it quite a bit harder to get these cars around the Quincy track or not?
Well, it's – you just got to – if something works – at one track, you got to take notes, and you got to put it in your Bible. If you don't keep notes of it, then you're just going to be out there spinning your wheels. And racing these four cylinders for quite a while now, I know what it takes to get that first win, and I'm hoping to do that in Quincy.
Who you got helping you this year as far as pit crew?
Oh, the list goes on and on. We've got Ricky and Rick Barlow. I got Chris Loring, I got my son, Andrew Davis, I've got Tony Schenkel, their family's helping me this year. This year is the most special year that it's just awesome.
It takes a lot of help to try to go out and win those races, win championships. That'll be a big help. Who you got for sponsors?
Oh, I've been really blessed this year. I got Fastenal, Schulte & Sons, Blankenship, 9th Street Muffler in Quincy, Steve's Dining, Mark's Barbershop, of course, he's always been there. Barlow's Graphics. My dad's meat shops, Old Hickory Smokehouse in Whalen. I couldn't do it without them.
Mark's a good guy there, Mark's Barbershop. I'd go see him more myself. I just don't have enough hair.
He's really busy up there.
He's a good guy.
He's one heck of a guy. And he's been there ever since people was passing me a lap down and finishing dead last. And really, I couldn't do this without him.
Mike Horning Jr., thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you at the track.
Hopefully win Quincy tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.